This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. اعلموا عباد الله ان احسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى. وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وشر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم ما بعد عباد الله. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the month of Ramadan. And we've heard so many khatiras already about the connection of Ramadan and the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose out of all the months of the year to reveal the Quran in the month of Ramadan. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. For what? هدى للناس. Guidance for the people, to the world. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make it a secret. What's the purpose of the Quran? But ask yourself the question. Do you even know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran to you? What's your relationship should be? We understand the relationship between Ramadan and the Quran. We understand that. But what is your relationship with the Quran, whether it's in Ramadan or outside the month of Ramadan? Alhamdulillah, at least Ramadan is an environment, creates the environment for us to have that connection reestablished and understand the purpose that we have with the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make it a secret, my dear brothers and sisters, that your relationship with the Quran was revealed in one ayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكُ. He said, this is a blessed book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about it. The Quran is a blessed book, ya jama'ah. You're looking for blessings? It's there. You'll find it there. قَالْ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that they might contemplate its verses, to reflect over the ayat, to contemplate over the Quran. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And those who have reason, those who have the faculty of the mind, so they reflect and they remember. So the Quran, Allah is saying, it's no secret, it was sent for you to reflect over the ayat of the Quran, to start having reminders. And reminders when you are losing focus, when you forget, when you become heedless. And this is so much of our time in this life is within that heedlessness moment, ya jama'ah. We get distracted. And the Quran was brought to you as a reminder to reflect on it. Now my question to you, my dear brothers and sisters, do we even do that? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ, shouldn't they contemplate the verses of the Quran? He says, He's asking you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ, which means Allah knew, subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though the Quran's purpose is clear, it's in their hands, but they're still not doing what the Quran was sent for. So what do we do with the Quran? Mainly, read it. We read it, we beautify our recitation with it, but how much time we spend focusing on the verse of the Quran so you can put that into action. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about the Quran or our relationship with the Quran, He uses three verbs usually. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Shouldn't you be reasoning? Like those who have reason. So basically, using reason for it. And what does it mean to have reasoning, to come to reason in the Quran? It means to understand the ayat of the Quran the way they were revealed to you. At least this is the basic level. Al-aql, to comprehend, is when you understand the meaning of the ayah for what it is. That's it. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannah and Jahannam, you know what it is. When He speaks about the promises for the believers, you understand what does that exactly mean. That's the basic level of connecting with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then there's another level. The second level is called At-Tafakkur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in many ayat. As was mentioned, Surah An-Nahl, قال الله تبارك وتعالى, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. And we have revealed to you, Muhammad, al-dhikr, the words of remembrance, which means the Quran. Why? لِتُبَيِّنْ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. So that you explain to them. You explain to them what was revealed to them, for what purpose? وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So that they might reflect on it. To reflect. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the mountains, what did He say? قَالَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. So if we have revealed the Quran over mountains, you'll find these mountains crumble in humility and humbleness to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَانَ أَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. These are the examples, the parables that we set forth for the people so that might reflect on it. So the other purpose is to reflect. So what's reflecting then? The ulama, they say, would come to reflecting after you understand now. After you understand the meaning of the ayat, the basic meaning of the ayat. Now you collectively put everything together. That's tafakkur. You start now comparing, looking at the different ayat and verses. Try to develop a new meaning, a new understanding for yourself. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying paradise and Jannah is a reward for the believers, but then He says that أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ, you need to now to pray and pay the zakah. What's the correlation over here? If I need to go to Jannah, what do I need to do? I need to do this. I need to pray. I need to give charity and give to zakah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who go to hell because they do these things, now the correlation is that I need to avoid these things in order not to do that. That's called tafakkur. How many of us sit down and try to see what's the connection? What are the messages Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending to me in the story of Musa and the Fir'aun, for example? In the story of the people of the cave? Or the story of Yusuf alayhi salam? What messages is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending to me here right now so I can reflect on these verses? So I have a new knowledge, new development of that knowledge. And what's the purpose of that knowledge? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Those who truly have the full conscience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true fear of Allah azza wa jal, are those who have the knowledge. And He says clearly, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Are they equal? Are they equal? Those who know and those who know not? The answer is obviously absolutely not. So you want to have that knowledge of the Quran, you need to do tafakkur. I need not just to sit down and understand, oh, this was a beautiful story. Oh my God, a beautiful recitation, mashallah. What an amazing chapter of the Quran it is. That's not sufficient. I need not to know what's the correlation between these stories and verses and all these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these gems are hidden in the Quran, and how should I understand them, put them in the right order? The third thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the third verb that Allah uses in the Quran is at-tadabbur. Tadabbur, which could be translated to contemplation. And what's the difference right now? So at-tafakkur is after you understand through reasoning and you put things in the right perspective that developed and increased your knowledge and your understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation of Allah azza wa jal. What comes next right now is, what's the point of all this knowledge? It has to be put into action. So at-tadabbur is to go all the way to the bottom of these things. That what exactly, what Allah is asking me exactly to do, now that I understand and I know the correlation and the importance, so when I was the action item for me. At-tadabbur is all about your action items. And that's why Allah says, قال, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. He didn't say, أَفَلَا يَتَفَكَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. He didn't say, أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. He said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. All their hearts, they have locks right now over them. They don't understand it. They don't comprehend. And they don't put that into action. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Quran for us is like a roadmap. This is now your life manual by which you will find peace and tranquility. You find that certainty that we always fight for in this world, in this life. This will give you peace and tranquility in the midst of chaos. Everywhere we see right now is Allah musta'an is chaotic. And we need those moments in which you can find that peace and tranquility, that break from the craziness of this world. We need that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put for you in the Quran message after message after message where you can find that peace and tranquility. But unfortunately, we get so much distracted in this dunya. Allah al-musta'an, even for rightly so, of course, we get distracted with what's happening around the world for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, ya Rabbil Alameen. As alhamdulillah, we find peace and tranquility in coming here to pray Jum'ah and pray in Jama'ah and come for Taraweeh and pray at night and come for Fajr. In mashallah, in thousands, our brothers and sisters in Gaza, they don't have that luxury anymore. Nothing is safe, not even the roof above their heads. Nothing is safe, Allah musta'an. And may Allah make it easy for them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, this is a distraction, no doubt about it. But it's not right for you so because we need to understand, okay, what Allah wants from me in regard to this situation. In manners like these, when I hear the news, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala message to me? Where can I find the answer to what's going on around me? Knowing that, mashallah, they are huffad and believers, and we have seen the videos of people reading Quran even under the rubble, praying when they're trapped, subhanallah. So the power of the Quran is unbelievable. If people in such a situation can find peace and tranquility to remove their physical pain, let alone the emotional pain or the stress that they have or the anxiety they have, if they can find that moment with the Quran in such difficulty, what about us? Sitting here, alhamdulillah, in the luxury of our homes, our cars, our masajid. Why can't we find that peace and tranquility? We have everything, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, and still we have so much anxiety. We're dealing with depression. Brothers and sisters, you really need to go to the purpose. The purpose of this Quran was not just to sit it there at home for the barakah, or put it in your car for protection, or read it over water just for healing. All these are good, but there's much more to the Quran than just this. And that is to live by the Quran, so you can find that peace and tranquility you've been pursuing and looking for your entire lifetime. And how would you do that? By doing yaqilun. So you start now understand at-ta'aqqul, reasoning. I want to understand the words of the Quran. I want to understand what Allah wants from me. I want to do tafakkur, to correlate and just connect these ayat and these stories to my life and what I need to do as tadabbur of the Quran. That's how you find peace and tranquility with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ramadan before the Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is a golden opportunity, my dear brothers and sisters. Ramadan is a golden opportunity. It opens the door for you, inshallah, to find that peace and tranquility and reconnect with the Quran. So now that you read the Quran, take an extra time with it and just focus on these three things: to understand, to reflect, and to contemplate. So you realize the meaning of the words and the ayat, realize the meaning of the connection between all these ayats in your life, and what is the action item that I need to do, that I need to implement in my personal life. Wallahi, I guarantee you'll find that peace and tranquility that Allah promised you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قال الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. Those who have faith and their hearts find peace and tranquility through the remembrance of Allah, because through the remembrance of Allah, the hearts will definitely find peace and tranquility. No matter how chaotic the situation is, how difficult the pain is, no matter how hard the situation around you, wallahi, with the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll find that peace and tranquility. Brothers and sisters, how can I prepare myself for that tadabbur and tafakkur? If I would like to prepare myself, what do I need to do? The first thing is really it starts from the inside. The connection is with the heart, not with your eyes, not with your ears. So it doesn't matter how beautiful the reciter sound is. It doesn't matter how fancy the mushaf you're carrying is, colorful, not colorful, one version or a different version. That's not the most important thing about it. But I need it to be prepared. Prepare your heart first and foremost to bring it into the recitation of the Quran. That you make your heart available as you recite the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing what you need to do as well, making sure to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's a gift. Wallahi, to connect with the Quran, it's a gift. Not everybody is gifted that one. So you need to work for it. And you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you that gift. Imam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, the Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the great scholars of Islam, he says, I would sometimes read 100 tafsir, like a lot of tafsir, so I can find specific guidance in one ayah. When I don't find that satisfaction with it, he goes, I go out in the open and I put my face on the ground. I put my cheek, my forehead on the ground in sajda. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Mu'allima Sulaiman, Ya Mu'allima Dawood, Allimni. Wa Ya Mufahima Sulaiman, Fahimni. He says, Ya Allah, you gave the knowledge to Dawood, give me that knowledge. Ya Allah, you gave the proper understanding of your message to Sulaiman, give me that understanding. Even someone like Shaykh Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, making dua. How often do we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand the Quran? Brothers and sisters, when your kids start going into exams, what do you do for them? You prepare the whole environment for them, making sure it's quiet, no distraction, the room is, alhamdulillah, temperature, food, whatever. You just prepare everything for your kids so they can study well, focus on it, reflect on their material, and pass the exams. The Quran requires from you that attention as well, too. If you want to study the Quran, create that ambience, that environment around you. Bring your heart into it, and you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your call. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, when it comes to reflecting, what do I need to look for really when it comes to the Quran? The ahkam, the rules, the messages, the hidden messages. It's not all just about do or don't do. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu wardah, he said, قال, إذا سمعت قول الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا فارعها سمعك. If you hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, oh you who believed, pay attention to it. Because you're going to hear a command to guidance to follow, or prohibition against misguidance to stay away from. How often do we focus on the words, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, oh you who believe, oh mankind? How much we focus on these, because there will be an instruction that is important for us to follow afterwards. Brothers and sisters, one of the distractions I would like to add here before we close, inshallah ta'ala, is as we get busy with the Quran, and believe it or not, it's a paradoxical thing, subhanAllah. Because when you read the Quran, you want to connect with the Quran, we focus so much on what? On reading. We focus on reading from cover to cover. We focus and finish as many times as we can. No matter what, the reward is still there, alhamdulillah, Rabbi, for reading it. You get the reward for reading. But focusing too much on just reading is a distraction from tafakkur and tadabbur. We start racing with time to finish from cover to cover rather than just focusing on 3, 4, 5 pages the entire month of Ramadan that will change my life. So it's better for you to focus and contemplate. Give some time for reflection on the Quran. Focus on that. Give to double for the Quran. Even if it was just for a few minutes every single day, and you will see how your life starts changing. Bismillah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'na. Wa anfa'na bima allamtana. Innaka antal alimul hakim. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha. Wa zakkaha anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha mawlaha. Ibadallah, inna Allah malaikata salluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وأقم الصلاة